And good morning, everybody. You're listening to the Mighty 690 KGGF here on this beautiful morning here in Southeast Kansas right now. 26 degrees. We'll warm it up here a little bit later on to around 55. And joining me in studio this week, as she does every Tuesday, we have Lisa Wilson from the Independence Chamber of Commerce. And Lisa, good morning. How are you doing today?
I'm doing well. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you as well. And we'll go ahead and get on with it. Before we do get started, though, of course, the first day hike was the first of the month. Were you able to head out for that? And how did it go?
Well, I saw some Facebook posts. I did not head out to the trails. If you remember, it was snowing that day and cold, and I should have bundled up and I should have been out there, but I did not make it out. But I did see some of my friends make some Facebook posts, and they had a great time. So I just wanted to give a shout out to the Elk City State Park and encourage everyone to like their Facebook page. Kind of make that a resolution to go and check out all of our local Facebook pages and like them and really watch what they're posting, because they have a lot of really cool, you know, COVID-friendly things to do out there. You know, they're working on some bike trails, and there's actually a video on their Facebook page that gives a good snapshot as to the work that they're doing on the bike trails. The hiking trails are all ready for everyone to get out. So, and you know, like today, it's supposed to be a nice day. You know, maybe bundle up on your lunch hour, get out and take a brisk walk on the trail. You know, you don't have to walk the full trail. You can, let's say you have 20 minutes, walk in 10 minutes, walk back out, you know, 10 minutes, or do it after work, or grab the family and go walking on the weekend. So just want to encourage everyone to get out, and maybe it'll help everyone stay on track for your New Year's resolutions.
Well, I said mine a little about 2 months early. Probably the worst time of year to do it, when Thanksgiving and Christmas going on, but I lost 20 pounds so far. So that is definitely helping. That may be something good to go to hiking or something like that. That will help out most definitely. Although my knee is sore today after yesterday's workout.
Well, you got to get your boys out too.
Yeah, so. Oh, they would love that. They love going out and walking in the woods and stuff like that. All right, today is January 5th. So again, obviously, is Recycling Collection Day.
That's right. So every Tuesday and Thursday, you can drop off all of your large debris, bulky items, junk, everything basically, but trash. And so that's today, Tuesday, from 11 to 1. And then every Thursday, they do it again from 8 to 2. They really don't want to take recycling on those Thursdays. So try to save that for every Tuesday, or this Saturday would be your regular drop-off time too. And we can go ahead and talk about that. So Saturday is our once a month recycling. Typically it's done on the first Saturday of the month, but that would have been right after the holiday. So it moved to this Saturday. And that will be from 8 to 2. And I want to just make a request that if you are someone who would like to volunteer some of your time at the recycling station from 8 to noon on the first Saturday, we always, the chamber organizes all the volunteer efforts, and we would gladly take some volunteers. It really only takes a couple people. So if you're a husband and wife, partners, whatever, you know, just get out, a couple of friends, if you want to say, hey, you want to do this on Saturday and get together and help out, we would greatly appreciate it. Or if you're a club or organization, whatever, whatever organization, group of people, couples, whatever, we would love to have two or three people to volunteer.
All right. And coming up, looks like Thursday, we have trivia night at Andrew Brew Works. And I love me some good trivia.
Do you?
Yes. Love me some good trivia, even though I stink at it most of the time. But I love me some good trivia.
I always like to watch trivia. Like, mm-hmm. It almost kind of stresses me out, like, because I'm always amazed at how quick everybody comes up with all the answers. And so I like to observe. But anyway, I marked this on the calendar because I just thought, you know, this is something, again, that's fun for everyone to do. Not every community has a brewery like we do. And to know that Indie Brewworks is doing trivia nights, and I think it's quite popular. To mark it on your calendar, maybe you can't make it every week, but they do have trivia night every Thursday, and that starts at 6:30. So if that's something you're interested in doing, I thought, you know, grab a couple friends, grab some family members, whatever. And it is a very family-friendly place.
Mm-hmm.
So it's available to everyone. They don't serve food, so you can always go and grab a pizza somewhere, grab some dinner somewhere else.
So they're fine with you bringing in food?
Oh, yeah.
So go to
Dickie's, grab some barbecue, go to one of the pizza places and, you know, grab some pizza and just take your dinner to the brewery.
That may be something I need to do because, I love me some trivia. So, all right. And then coming up this Friday, the very next day, of course, is First Friday. Didn't have it last Friday because that fell on a holiday. So it will be happening this Friday, and it's going to be pretty big one for the start of the year.
That's right. It is. It's going to be virtual because of COVID. We're really trying to decrease all of our exposure, making sure that everyone can stay safe. So we're making it available. It'll be on Facebook Live. You can watch it early in the morning before you hit, you know, go to work. You can watch it at your leisure later on. But we have four great speakers lined up. And so kicking off the speaker lineup will be the Executive Director of the Independence Housing Authority, April Nutt. And she's going to be sharing information about the moderate income housing grant that the city received. So we're super excited about that. It was a partnership with Neodache and Independence. And so there's some exciting news that we'll be rolling out regarding the moderate income housing grant and some new housing opportunities that will be popping up in Independence. And then Sergeant Jeremy Hunsucker from the sheriff's office is going to be there as well. And he's actually a canine officer. And so he's going to be talking about their fundraising efforts to raise money for a new canine. So Cairo is the canine dog that, or he's the drug dog that recently retired. And so they are raising funds to replace Cairo. And Jeremy will be sharing information about all the amazing things that Cairo did while he was working for the Sheriff's Department and how important a drug dog is to have. And so, and ways that we can contribute. So funding something like this kind of falls outside the normal budget that the Sheriff's Department has. So they're just requesting some community support, maybe some business support to be able to contribute to the cause. And also, I would just let everyone know, if you drive by the chamber office, you're going to see a Back the Blues yard sign in our front lawn area. And for every $25 that you donate, you actually get a Back the Blue sign. So if you're wanting to contribute to the cause and let's say, you know, you're going to donate $25 or $50 or $100, you come in and we'll give you a couple of signs. They're donated by our chamber member, Mossy Kennels. And, you know, they come with the stakes. You just put them in your yard. And not only are you showing your support, but you're contributing to the fund. And we just look forward to hearing what Jeremy has to say regarding the canine fundraising efforts. And then Angela Anthony is going to be there too. And I wouldn't know Angela if she walked through the door because I've not met her yet. I've actually seen a picture, but I've not met her in person. And she is the new park and zoo director. She took Barb Burskin's place. And so we're super excited about her. I think she's, what I hear, she's incredibly talented, very well trained, has a lot of experience, a lot of new ideas that she's bringing to the table. Barb Burskin's did an amazing job. Huge shoes to fill, but I have every bit of confidence in Angela Anthony that she will be able to do that, step right in where Barb left off, and continue to take our park and our zoo to amazing, you know, levels. So very excited to have her join us and tell us about herself so that we know more about her, and then tell us all about her ideas and projects maybe that she has waiting for her in 2021. And then wrapping up the event will be Dr. Gangula from Montgomery County. He's the Montgomery County Medical Director. And he's just going to really be speaking to us about COVID-19. I mean, right now, you know, we're all a little, we're just holding our breath and we're a little worried about, you know, what's going to happen with all of the social gatherings that took place at Christmas. Mm-hmm. Across the nation, there's a lot of worry and concern about that. And even in our own city and county, there's a lot of concern. And so he will be talking about that. He will be visiting with us about the vaccination and maybe answering some, you know, frequently asked questions that he gets and that others might be getting. You can actually put in some questions to the, if you're watching it live, you'll be able to post your questions. We'll be trying to watch those. And if something pops up, we'll try to be answering those questions too. So that's First Friday. Got lots of good speakers lined up. It's being sponsored by a great medical provider in our community, Ascension Medical Group. They are our sponsor for that morning. So it's a real good lineup, lots of good sponsorship, and we'll be ready to go live at 7:30 on Facebook.
All right. So, again, that will be First Friday, and that is happening, again, this Friday. Be virtually starting at 7:30. Of course, the Community Recycling Collection Day, you guys do need volunteers for that. That happens the first Saturday of every month. And I think we talked about a little bit about that earlier. And then, finally, we can get some high school basketball in the area as the Independence High School basketball team will be taking on Chanute.
That's right. So you can't watch the basketball in person, but you can go check it out on YouTube. Mm-hmm. So, you know, that's the safe way we have to do it right now. But the Bulldogs will be taking on Chanute. Varsity girls will start at around 6. The varsity boys will play around 8. And it will all be live streamed on YouTube. And basically you go in and on the search bar for YouTube, you just put in IHS Athletics and it will pop right up. And hopefully you can just virtually cheer on the Bulldogs to their victory. So watch for that to continue to be, you know, making sure that we can watch all of those sports through YouTube and stay connected to our high school Bulldogs.
All right. And then coming up at January 14th through the 17th, so it's going to be a Thursday through a Sunday, will be the Bird Hunters United National Finals at Remington Ranch.
That's right. So we've got a couple of things popping up that will be hunting events that we can showcase our community. Bird Hunters United National Finals will be taking place, as you mentioned, the 14th through the 17th. And these are top hunters from around the nation who are competing for the BHU Nationals. And I believe that they go in and they do a lot of field trials and they earn points to be able to compete at this particular event. And then later on in the year, later on in the month, January the 29th through the 31st, also at Remington Ranch will be the National Upland Classic Series Kansas State Championship. So I just want to make the community aware that these two hunting events are going on. You can go out and you can spectate if you would like. So if this is something that piques your interest, jump in the car, go out, check it out. It'll be a great opportunity to take pictures, but lots of fun. And then also on top of that, if you see people that are unfamiliar to the community and maybe they're dressed in hunting gear, they look like they enjoy the great outdoors, maybe they've got a dog in the back of their truck, most likely they are not from Independence. So we want to extend some Independence in Montgomery County and Kansas hospitality to these bird hunters that are coming in from across the nation.
All right. So, again, that'll be the January 14th through the 17th. And then coming up also, of course, can't forget that MLK Day is coming up here in actually just about 2 weeks from yesterday. There'll be some great events going on during then as well.
That's right. And it will all be done virtually this year. So you'll want to watch the Chamber's Diversity Task Force page. I believe there will be information on the library Facebook page and probably the city's Facebook page around this as well. So there's going to be a cruise night that's set up. This should be fun on the 16th. And that will start at 5 o'clock out at the Oval. And they're also doing a food drive that evening, so you can bring your food and drop it off and then jump in the car and cruise around Independence as we honor Dr. Martin Luther King. Also, you can drop your food off at the schools right now. You can drop it off at G&W, and you can drop it off at the chamber, and you actually don't have to come into contact with anybody at the chamber. You just open up the first set of doors. There's a box right there, and you can put your canned goods and non-perishable food items in there. And then all of those foods that are collected at the schools, at G&W, and the chamber will be put together with those foods that are collected the night of cruise night, and then they will be given to the Community Access Center's food pantry to replenish that after the holidays and make sure that we can sustain that through our continued efforts to feed our community through this pandemic. So anyway, that's going on. And then there will also be a Martin Luther King Day service, and that will be all done virtually. So you'll want to watch the Chamber's Facebook page for that, and the school districts and the cities, and I believe the library. It'll be out there in lots of different ways. So we'll probably be talking about that more next week, and I might even actually see if I can get Kathy Shepherd to come and talk about all the things that they have planned for that very, very important day and that day of service.
All right, and that is coming up during the week of the 18th. I'm almost skipped ahead a little bit too much, but the Southeast Kansas Works, they will be holding a virtual job fair, a three-day online event starting on January 12th, running through the 14th.
That's right. This is very important, too. You know, a lot of people are kicking off the new year, and what better way to maybe kick it off and is starting maybe a new career. If you're looking for a job change or you're looking to get into the job market, this is a great way to take that first step. So this is a virtual job fair. As you mentioned, it's a three-day online event. The event opens on Tuesday the 12th at 8 a.m. and it closes on the 14th that evening at 5 o'clock. You can register at sekworks.org/virtual job fair. And so basically, I'm sure if you just go to sekworks.org, you'll see direct, you know, links on how to get there. But a couple things. So this is for the individual that's looking for a job. But also, if you are a business that's listening right now and you have some needs that you need to fill for job openings, this would be a great way for you to get involved in this and be able to be connected to Kansas Works. It's a great organization that helps you find, you know, good quality workers. So if you have a job opening, I would say first and foremost, get connected with Kansas Works. And if you are looking for a job, register for the virtual job fair.
All right, and that's coming up the 12th through the 14th. Also coming up on January 23rd, the Indy Saves CPR class.
That's right. So this would be a great New Year's resolution to make, and that would be to become CPR certified. You never know when you might need this type of training, heaven forbid. But if you are in a situation like this, I can't imagine a greater gift to give to somebody than the ability to save someone's life. So you can get trained January the 23rd or February the 20th. It's at Indy Fitness, 2801 West Main in Independence, from 9:30 to 11:30. So what, I mean, that's a couple hours out of your day that you can learn some life-saving skills and know that you have that capacity tucked away if in fact you ever need it. Dan and Tammy Roth are EMS safety trained instructors. They will be providing it. There is no charge to be able to take this certification, and there is a minimal charge if you need, I think, the card or something, but for the most part it is free. They have raised some money. There have been a lot of donations made to this group so that they can provide these services at absolutely no cost. So you can call or text 331-8096 or 330-3453. and you can get signed up for that. You can also contact them by email at indysavescpr@gmail.com. And again, if you miss any of that information, you can always call the chamber and I can fill you in on all of the details. They have a Facebook page, Indy Saves. So mark that on your calendar. I'm actually hoping to be able to do that on one of those Saturdays, is register and do that. I've had CPR training before, but it's been a while.
Mm-hmm.
And
good refresher.
It is a good refresher. And I know that if I call 911, they can walk me through it. And I'm sure it will all come back to me. But why take the chance? I'm
right.
Just going to carve out a couple hours.
Right. And it's something you never want to use. You hope you never have to use it, but it's good to have the ability to know how to do that just in case you do have to use it.
Well, that's right. And you know what I said, calling 911, but what if you're in a situation where you have no cell phone, you have mm-hmm. no cell phone reception, and you're left to your own skill set? Mm-hmm. I want to be able to go, I've got this, and to be able to save family member's life, a complete stranger, I don't care. I want to know how to do it.
Exactly. And coming up, a couple of classes going on over at Independence Community College that are coming up here just a little bit later this month. We talked to Jim Carell about this a few weeks back, but there is a guitar making class, and there's also an entrepreneurial class that is going on as well, coming up here in late January.
And that's right. So you still have time to get signed up. January the 27th through May the 12th is the guitar fabrication class. So again, I think this would make a great resolution to learn something new. Step out of your comfort zone and, how many people, I've never made a guitar. I mean, how many people have ever done this before? And how many
definitely
people,
not me.
I know. And how many people have the opportunity to do something like this? So it's a great opportunity. You don't want this to slip through your fingers. So if you have Wednesday evenings free from 5:30 to 8:30 for some months, particularly the months of January the 27th through May the 12th, then sign up for this guitar fabrication class out at the ICC Fab Lab. For more information and registration details, you can go to fablabicc.org and check out all of the information on there. You can also give them a call at 332-5499 and get signed up for that. I just had a guy come in the office. Yes, it was yesterday because it was this week and it's only Tuesday, and pick up the flyer. He was interested in signing up. So make sure you got that down. And then again, this is a resolution, if you're wanting to, you've had this great idea, or maybe you're already in business and you're wanting to expand your ideas or your creative thinking, or, you want to step out kind of in faith, take a risk. I can't imagine a better way to do it than being surrounded by other entrepreneurs who have, taken the same step and really put their dreams to work and make them a reality. So the Entrepreneurial Mindset class, which is based off of the Ice House Entrepreneurial Program, will be January the 28th through May the 13th. It's on Thursday evenings. So if that works better for you, slip into that class. It's Thursday from 6 to 8. And again, it's a way for us to develop an entrepreneurial mindset for our business and our life. And it's another great opportunity for people in our county and the surrounding area to be able to take advantage of this. Because, again, there are just so many other communities that don't have these offerings. And so we should take advantage of those. It's at the Fab Lab at ICC. You can take it virtually. You can take it in person. Jim Carell is handling all of that. He's amazing. He's a great coach. He will be facilitating the class. And again, we just encourage everyone to check these out. Register online for both classes, again, at fablabicc.org, or you can give them a call for more information. out at the college, and you can reach out to Jim Carell at 252-5349.
All right, and we're going to start wrapping up here in just a moment, but kind of a save the date looking ahead to the airstrip attack, the second annual airstrip attack, as last year's was pretty successful, had great crowds, and they're coming back again. It looks like this coming up here, what, I guess in a few months or so.
I know. It'll be here before we know it. I think I was emailing Jason Wong with the Kansas Airstrip Attack and Shift Sector, and they're super, super pumped about coming. They have some really new, they've got some new things that they're rolling out. So I want everybody to mark it on your calendar, April the 17th through 18th. But also, I want you to go to Kansas Airstrip Attack and like their Facebook page. You can go to Shift Sector, and you can like their Facebook page as well. And then you'll see all of the updates that they have. And it's really fun to like those pages and watch that come up on your feed, because we've got some super cool cars that are coming. I mean, crazy fast motorcycles and high performance, you know, race cars that are going to be coming to test the limits out on, you know, our airstrip. So it's going to be great. We're excited that they're coming back. And then also, it's a great opportunity because there's so many people from basically across the nation that come in for these races, not only to race but to watch. And so the Shift Sector group is making this opportunity available to our chamber members, and that is free booth space. So if you are interested in showcasing your business and you're an Independence Chamber of Commerce member with a paid admission to the event, you can set up a booth. You can put your tent up. There's no size limits right now. You can bring out basically whatever you want to be able to showcase and set up your booth. So that's a wonderful, wonderful opportunity to get in front of a lot of people for about $20, because I think that's the cost of I think it's $20 for a 2-day pass. So very, very affordable. Again, that's April the 17th and 18th. You can go on Shift Sector or Kansas Airstrip Attack. I'm not so sure that ticket sales actually might have already opened up. I need to check that out. But again, like their page so that you'll see that pop up on your feed. And if you are wanting booth space, you need to give me a call at the chamber office at 331-1890. And I'm keeping a list of those that are wanting to take advantage of that free offering.
And I saw you at last year's event. It is a blast watching those cars just flying, going 150, 160. I think it was like a motorcycle went 170 miles per hour. That guy was moving.
Yeah. Paul Lemon, I think, wants to break 200. And he actually, I think he's broken 200 at other racetracks. It just depends on the length of the track.
Right, right.
And how fast you can get in that short period of time. But, I mean, they were up in the 190s and going, yeah, crazy, crazy fast down there. So it was.
Yeah, you're like, whoa.
Yeah, you blink and you missed it. And they're beautiful cars.
Yes, yeah. And they let you get up close to them as well. That's the other cool thing. So you can get your picture taken with the car or something like that. And you get, I don't know about touching them, but you still get to get up close with them and get to see them in person. Just, I mean, and a lot of times they lift up the hood so you can kind of look at what's going on under the hood. So it's very, very cool. I had a blast. I went both days last year, so it's a lot of fun.
It was. We're definitely looking forward to it again. You know, it's fun for us to be able to go out and look at the cars, look under the hoods, as you said, talk to the drivers, watch them perform. That is all so much fun. But on top of that, it's really fun to see all these people come in from the coasts and around the nation and come into our rural Kansas community in the heart of America and love Independence. I mean, they're looking forward to coming back to our community, and it's because they were well received. They were welcomed into our community. They got to experience a great airport, great facilities, a welcoming city that wanted them to come, hotels that welcomed them, restaurants that embraced them, and a community that really enjoyed having them come to our, you know, our city. And so that makes a big difference. They don't get that kind of welcome everywhere they go. And it's not because they're not welcome. It's because they don't have that intimate, hospitality
right.
extended to them like we do in Independence and Kansas.
No, it was a lot of fun. And I think there wasn't there like a driver's party, I think, last year where basically you got to meet the drivers
It was at Brothers Row yeah. Road Inn, and they pulled up all of their Lamborghinis and Porsches and everything out there. And they welcomed little kids to take pictures with the drivers and they were there to eat and have fun. And it was fun.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun last year, and definitely looking forward to that again this year. And again, that's coming up in April. Well, Lisa, if anybody has any questions about all of these events, how can they get a hold of you?
So you can call the chamber office at 331-1890. You can go to our Facebook page at Get Independence, and you can always check out our website at indkschamber.org.
All right. Well, Lisa, thank you so much for coming in today, and we will talk to you same bat time, same bat channel next week.
I'll be there.
All right. We're going to go ahead and take a break, and when we come back, we'll have Open Line. You're listening to the Mighty 690 KGGF.